Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosselló visits the White House today, so let's check on Puerto Rico's recovery after Hurricane Maria. Michael Byrne coordinates the Federal Emergency Management Agency response in Puerto Rico. He's on a scratchy phone line from San Juan. Mr. Byrne, welcome to the program.
Hi, good morning, Steve.
So there's going to be so much debate about Puerto Rico's recovery today, but let me just ask you, how do you think you're doing?
We're still heavy into response. I was thinking that I could use a whole bunch of superlatives. This is the largest humanitarian effort in domestic United States. It's the longest that we've been doing response. And that kind of sums it up. We're still serving 600,000 meals a day and delivering literally millions of liters of water out to the communities.
So largest and longest response, and yet there is a situation that is so catastrophic that people are able to go online and look up these numbers for themselves. We're almost a month from the hurricane, and only 19% of the island has electricity. Only 69% have clean water. What do you say to people who hear those numbers and just can't understand?
Well, it's 190 miles an hour of wind just will tear through communities, tear through infrastructure, and that's what we've seen here. I've been over a good part of the island. I've flown over, see major transmission lines knocked to the ground. But, the other thing I see is I do start to see signs of coming back, like stores are opening, gas stations are now, there's no more lines at the gas stations, things like that. But it's a tough road. It's the people here are tough, but it's going to be a while before we're able to get things back to a real sense of normal.
And now let me follow up on those two superlatives you did use. You said largest and longest. In terms of largest, even if it is the largest, is it really large enough? Have enough resources really been committed given the vastness of the disaster here?
The numbers are staggering. I've been doing disaster response a long time, and for me to sit here and say we're over 10 million meals served, that we've handed out. Literally equal numbers of water. We're turning the corner a little bit. We've got a sense of stability. There's no one who's without, even the most remote areas we're being able to get into because we have so many helicopters that we're doing airdrops to get in there.
Are you also thinking a little bit longer term about how a large population is going to be affected by living in these conditions for so long? I just think about numerous news stories about people drinking contaminated drinking water or potentially contaminated drinking water. They're from hazardous waste sites, wells on EPA Superfund sites, and maybe they'll be fine, maybe they won't. Are you already having to think about health problems a month from now, 6 months from now, a year from now that may occur?
We are. We're looking at things. We have. We're not just looking at things. Actually, we're actually doing things. We've got a robust vector control. Because mosquitoes, standing water is after storms is always a problem. We've got a vector control spraying program that we're going to initiate. We're out. Sort of testing wells. There's a lot of testing going on so that people. Don't drink the bad water. And we're providing lots and lots of water, both in bottles and in bulk, in big tankers of water out to these communities. But you're right. There's going to be some people that are going to try to get what they can. What we sort of counsel them to do is not to drink it, but to use it, maybe use it for other purposes to, flushing toilets and things like that. But the big thing is that we aren't looking forward. It's not just, we're on our heels and just responding to every, new emerging disaster. We've got, some 50,000 power poles that are on order on the way here, 6,500 miles of cable to start to restore the electric. Because at the end of the day, the real key, the real sense of normalcy will come back when we have the power back.
When you have the power on. A couple of things. President Trump, as I'm sure you know very well, tweeted last week on October 12, we cannot keep FEMA, the military and first responders who've been amazing under the most difficult circumstances, in PR forever. Can't stay there forever. Have you been telling Puerto Ricans you work with, we're not going to be here forever?
No, I've been telling them we're going to be here as long as it takes. I was given a mission, by the president and by, Administrator Long to come down here and do everything I can to restore normalcy and even more to build it back where it's more resilient.
And I do have to ask, I mean, the president has referred to Puerto Ricans, or some of them anyway, as ingrates, talked about Puerto Rican debt, the implication being that it's Puerto Rico's fault for having poor infrastructure, I guess. Do you see this in any way as Puerto Ricans' fault?
You know, I mean, tough people, just people who are, you know, who are resilient, who are willing to take a part in their recovery and their efforts to restore normalcy. They're putting up with conditions that many of us would find really tough to live with, like being without power, you know, most of the time. But again, like I said earlier, I do see signs of recovery. In a Home Depot the other day, and the shelves are stocked. 86% of the supermarkets are open. The gas station, again, no lines. That was a big turning point to start to see.
No lines for gas station.
And people are moving out.
That is a big deal. One other thing very quickly, I wonder if there's a deeper lesson here. I mean, the disaster to the infrastructure suggests how fragile it in fact was probably beforehand. And many people are learning, I mean, there's a part of the United States, the size of a state, and it just has not been developed the way that much of the rest of the country has. Is that a lesson here?
It is. I think when we build, we need to realize that we need to build where it's resilient, where it can hold up to something like that. But there isn't much infrastructure that was built years ago that can withstand 190-mile-an-hour winds.
Understand what you mean. Well, Mr. Byrne, thanks very much. Really appreciate you taking the time.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Great talking to you.
And good luck to you there in Puerto Rico. He's in San Juan. His name is Michael Byrne. He coordinates the Federal Emergency Management Agency response there. And we've been talking with him on this day when Puerto Rico's governor, Ricardo Rosselló, is scheduled to visit President Trump at the White House.